You're listening to SBS News.
Heavily pregnant and with her children in tow, Mahawir Tafani is among thousands of Ethiopians who fled Tigray. Now in a refugee camp in Sudan, she fears for her unborn child.
I'm due to give birth, and the doctor has scheduled an operation for me. Now I have passed my due date and conditions are bad. I just want them to examine me with an ultrasound.
At least 20,000 Ethiopians have poured over the border, and the exodus continues amid a conflict now running into its 13th day. Berhan Miles was one of them.
A lot of people died there. I was afraid of the bombs and the strikes. A lot of buildings were blown up.
The United Nations has warned of a looming humanitarian disaster in the region, fearing the conflict could spiral out of control. Rupert Colville is a spokesman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
While the details of the alleged mass killings reported by Amnesty International in Maykadra and southwest Tigray have not yet been fully verified, the High Commissioner is calling for a full inquiry. If confirmed as having been deliberately carried out by a party to the current fighting, these killings of civilians would, of course, amount to war crimes.
In a major escalation, the violence has now spilled across the international border. President Debretsion Gebremichael has confirmed a rocket attack on neighbouring Eritrea's capital.
Those who attack Tigray will not just attack and return home. We will retaliate while they are here.
The Tigrayans accuse Eritrean forces of crossing into Ethiopia and backing federal forces there. Ethiopia's Prime Minister has tweeted, Ethiopia is more than capable of attaining the objectives of the operation by itself. A spokesperson for the Tigray People's Liberation Front has told the Associated Press news agency the Ethiopian military is using drones from the United Arab Emirates to help its military offensive, which began on November 4th following an alleged attack by the TPLF on a military base. Dino Matani is an analyst from Strategic Policy Research's the International Crisis Group.
The UAE has been using the port of Assab on the Eritrean coast for its campaign in Yemen, so it has had assets there.
The UAE hasn't commented on the report. Once a major political force, the Tigray People's Liberation Front Party was sidelined amid major reforms when Abiy Ahmed came to power in 2018. A peace agreement he brokered with Eritrea earned him the Nobel Peace Prize last year. But peace is now a far cry for many in Ethiopia, where both the TPLF and Ethiopian troops are accused of carrying out atrocities. Hundreds are reportedly dead on both sides, and many fear a civil war, which could destabilise the entire Horn of Africa. Naveen Razik, SBS News.